You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Pet parents, this is Christy Vaughn, host of The Doggy Dish, and today we are doing a very special holiday show full of delicious and festive treats you can make today. We'll be right back after these messages from our sponsors.
We'll be right back right after these messages. Stay tuned.
It's DesignerPetSweaters.com, the latest fashion trends for our furry friends. Hand-knitted designer sweaters for your precious pup or cool cat. Beautiful couture patterns for your pets, including custom-knitted formal wear, casual wear, yachting, and even sports-themed. Many designer pet sweaters include feathered tammy hats, top hats, and a lot of sparkle. Each sweater includes leg loops, front paw sleeves, and leash opening. Visit DesignerPetSweaters.com to order your four-legged fashions today. Your pets will stay warm for the winter and be runway ready. Large or small, we fit them all. DesignerPetSweaters.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to The Doggy Dish on Pet Life Radio. Gingerbread men, candy cane cookies, and peanut butter pupcakes. Oh my. Today's show is all about the holidays. It's the most wonderful time of year, and your dogs know it too. So whether you're baking tasty treats for your own pups, or maybe giving them as gifts to coworkers, neighbors, and friends, you are sure to hear something that tickles your fancy during today's show. Now, I'm sure you already have your favorite holiday cookie cutters handy, right? So you'll be happy to know that you'll get to use those to make fun dog cookies too. Any shape you like, you can use for the cookies we're going to make later in the show. There are even companies out there that will make personalized cookie cutters for you at reasonable prices. So if you plan ahead, you can have a holiday cutter made with your pup's name on it. How cool is that? Now, we all know that this is the busiest time of year. Holiday parties, shopping for gifts, and the travel. Oh, the travel. The last thing you want to do is spend a lot of time in the kitchen making dog treats. And as you know, the recipes I share don't take long to make, and they all call for ingredients that you most likely have in your pantry and fridge. Okay, so you're going to a relative's house for the holidays, and you need something fun to take for the 9 dogs that will be running around the house like crazy. Am I right? Now, everyone wants to be the cool aunt or uncle. So why not bring something tasty and fun for the dogs too? No fear, I'm here to help you whip up the perfect dog treat to take to your holiday shindig. Now, you probably need a few options, and you may even know some dogs with allergies, so I'm going to load you up with lots of ideas during today's show. Now, first of all, let's talk about some ingredients you want to avoid putting into your tasty treats. We've discussed a lot of don'ts on this show, but one that is pretty common during this time of year is sugar. We all seem to throw our healthy habits out the window during the holidays, but that does not mean it's okay to be lenient with what you feed your dog. You'll find sugar in just about everything on the holiday dinner table, especially cookies and cakes and pies. Now, why is sugar so bad? Well, it's basically the same reason why it's bad for humans. It can lead to obesity, dental problems, and possibly the onset of diabetes. Don't even think about using a sugar substitute in your dog's treats. That's actually just as bad as the real thing, if not worse. Now, sometimes sugar substitutes can cause a drop in your dog's blood sugar, which is really scary stuff. So it's best to just stay away from the sugar altogether. Obviously, we all know that chocolate is very bad for dogs. You may think it's okay to use a little chocolate to top the pup cake you made, or use chocolate icing to draw a cute design on the cookies. Well, think again. Even a little bit of chocolate can be harmful. After the break, I'm going to give you some safe alternatives to use as toppings and icings on your sweet treats. I talked about the dangers of holiday dinner table scraps during our Thanksgiving episode. But just as a reminder, casseroles and fatty side dishes are not okay. They contain a lot of fat and usually a lot of salt. Now remember that lean meats and some vegetables and fruits are okay. but it's best to avoid the bad stuff. If it's bad for you, it's probably bad for your dog. And even some healthy foods are also bad for dogs. So just remember to think before you slip something under the table. Now, a common question that pops up during this time of year is whether or not food coloring is safe for dogs. While I don't typically use it, I understand why some would want their cookies to have a little color to them. A little bit of food coloring is okay for dogs. I'm going to share an easy recipe for a colored glaze you can use to jazz up your cookies, and it's also a great alternative to those sugary colored icings that come in the tubes. While we're talking about food during the holidays, I wanted to mention the importance of taking care of your homemade dog treats. I've received a lot of questions lately regarding proper storage. When in doubt, always store your homemade treats in the fridge. Popping any leftover treats into a Ziploc storage bag and keeping them in this special treat drawer is a good idea and will always extend the life of your leftovers. Pretty much everything I share with you also freezes and thaws really well. Just be sure to place them into a freezer bag before storing them in the freezer. Another option is storing them in an airtight food storage bag. This will protect them from freezer burn and keep them fresh longer. Most of the cookie and cake recipes I share with you contain eggs, and all of the recipes I share with you do not contain any preservatives or anything yucky that would prevent mold from growing on your beloved treats. So, if you can keep the moisture down and keep the treats cool or frozen, you will be good to go. Most will survive for up to about 3 weeks in the fridge. All right, so we're going to take a quick break and be right back with some really fun and easy holiday recipes after these messages from our sponsors.
Sit, stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
Pet Life Radio, the number one pet radio network on the planet, joins forces with iHeartRadio to put the power of your pets in your pocket.
Awesome.
Download the iHeartRadio app and rock Pet Life Radio on your phone, on your tablet, on your Xbox, in your car. Pet talk, pet tunes, and fun pet times. Pet Life Radio and iHeartRadio. Positively possum.
Hi, this is Tim Link, animal communicator and pet expert, and host of Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio. Have you ever wanted to know what your pet is really thinking? Do you want to find out if they truly understand what you're trying to tell them? Ever wish you could build a better understanding and closer relationship with your pet? Well, now you can. Learning to communicate with animals is a four-part on-demand workshop. In the workshop, you'll learn the essential techniques that are necessary to communicate with animals, including what is animal communication, breathing correctly to achieve the perfect state to communicate with your animals at a deeper level, using guided meditation exercises and method to communicate with animals, and how to send and receive information from your animals. So if you're wanting to learn how to communicate and connect with your animals at a deeper level, visit petliferadio.com/workshop and purchase and download Learning to Communicate with Animals. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Sam, the host of Vegas Rock Dog Radio. Join me each week as I present a rock and roll show all about pets, people, and pop culture. I promise you cool guests and great advice all in one rocking hour. It's Vegas, it's rock, it's dogs, it's Vegas Rock Dog Radio.
Every week, on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Doggy Dish on Pet Life Radio. Before the break, I shared some tips for making sure you keep your pups away from harmful foods during the holidays. I also gave you some tips for storing your homemade goodies. You don't want them to spoil prematurely, especially when you just spent hours upon hours slaving away in the kitchen making them. Just kidding. Even though you didn't spend much time on them, you want to make sure they last as long as possible. When in doubt, stick the leftovers in a Ziploc bag and store in the fridge for up to 3 weeks. All right, so the first recipe is peanut butter pup cakes. For these tasty little cakes, you will need 1 cup of flour, and you can use whole wheat flour or a grain-free flour of your choice, like garbanzo bean flour or coconut flour. 1/4 cup of peanut butter, of course, 1/2 cup of shredded carrots, 1/2 cup of honey, and 1 large egg. Now, first, you'll want to preheat your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit and place cupcake liners in your muffin pan. Christmas or holiday liners are always fun at this time of year. And once you gather your ingredients, you're going to start mixing. You can use a stand mixer if you have one, or you can mix everything by hand. Remember, I always recommend mixing together any dry ingredients first and then gradually adding in the wet ingredients. Now, since the only dry ingredient we have this time is the flour, you can mix the wet ingredients together in a separate bowl. Once all of the wet ingredients are mixed together thoroughly, go ahead and transfer the wet mixture into the flour. Mix by hand or let your stand mixer do the work for you. By now, your oven should be preheated and you're ready to start filling the cups with the batter. Fill each cup about 3/4 of the way full. You don't want to overfill or you might have a big mess on your hands. And once they are all full, place it in the oven and bake for about 30 minutes. Remove from the oven and allow to cool before serving. Now, you can't have pupcakes without icing, right? The icing is the best part, and we all know it. There are several dog-friendly icing recipes, but my favorite is very simple. It consists of two ingredients, peanut butter, of course, and plain non-fat yogurt. There are many different types of food that work well as icing. There's peanut butter, cream cheese, yogurt. You could even put mashed sweet potatoes. If you're looking for a sweeter icing, try combining 8 tablespoons of whipped low-fat strawberry cream cheese, 2 tablespoons of plain low-fat yogurt, and 2 tablespoons of honey. Yummy. Now, carob is also an excellent icing for cookies and cakes. It's safe for dogs and looks just like chocolate. You can get carob in powder form and chip form. If you get the chips, you can use a double boiler to melt them just like you would with chocolate. Carob does harden once it cools, so keep that in mind. If you want an icing that remains spreadable, try one of the other recipes that has yogurt or cream cheese in it. But remember, it will need to be kept in the fridge. Now, gingerbread men are next on the list of tasty sweet treats for the holidays. And if this recipe sounds familiar, it's because I shared something similar during our last episode. Not only are these cookies healthy, they also smell delicious. Now, just like ginger is healthy for humans, it's also a natural anti-inflammatory that helps keep your dog healthy and his or her joints moving and pain-free. Be careful, though. You shouldn't give your dog large amounts of ginger. Just a little bit goes a long way. First, preheat your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Then take 1 cup of your flour, whatever flour you want to use, and mix in a teaspoon of cinnamon. You can mix it by hand or get it going in your stand mixer. Once the cinnamon is mixed in well with the flour, go ahead and add 1 teaspoon of freshly grated ginger root. Next, you'll add in 1/2 cup of molasses. I'm warning you, this stuff is very, very, very sticky. Then you'll gradually mix in 1/2 cup of honey. I like to use local honey. Make sure it's all mixed in really well, and you'll be able to tell it's ready when you can scrape it from the mixing bowl and start to shape it into a ball of dough. Make sure you have plenty of extra flour for your hands and the surface you're going to be rolling it onto. Flour your rolling pin and then roll the dough out to about 1/4 inch thickness. Then you can cut your dough using the gingerbread man cutter. Place your cookies on a nonstick baking sheet and bake for about 20 minutes at 350 degrees Fahrenheit. And when they're finished baking, make sure you allow them to cool before serving. Alrighty, I saved my favorite recipe for last. How do candy cane cookies sound? Yummy, right? Now, this cookie recipe is so easy and so much fun to make. If you have little ones, as in little humans, who want to help you in the kitchen, this is the perfect one for you to include your kids as helpers. Just always make sure you supervise and be sure to go over the rules of the kitchen before allowing them to help. Now, first, you're going to grab your candy cane cookie cutter and preheat your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. You'll need 1 cup of whole wheat flour or a grain-free flour of your choice, 1/2 cup of rolled oats, and you can also use gluten-free oats, 1/4 cup of peanut butter, and 2 eggs. You're going to set aside 1 egg for the glaze later on. Now go ahead and mix your dry ingredients together and then mix your wet ingredients together in a separate bowl. You'll gradually combine the wet mixture into the dry mix and either mix by hand or use your stand mixer. Gradually add in 1 tablespoon of water at a time until the dough seems like it's manageable and you're able to start forming the dough into a ball. Make sure your surface and rolling pin are well floured. Start to roll your dough out about 1/4 inch thick. Now, sometimes it helps to use a piece of parchment paper or wax paper to place on top of the dough as you roll it. Cut the dough with your cutter and then place on a nonstick baking sheet and set aside but don't put it in the oven just yet. Next, we're going to make the food coloring glaze. You will need to grab that other egg that you set aside. And now you need to separate the yolk from the whites. And if you aren't good at separating the two, you can go onto YouTube and watch this really neat video that shows you how to do it using a plastic water bottle. And I'm not kidding. It's pretty cool. And it will definitely change your world. Okay, so you'll also need about a half teaspoon of water and then the food coloring, the color of your choice. You'll place the yolk just by itself in a bowl and gradually add in the water while you're whisking it. Once it's all combined, you'll gradually drop the food coloring in until it's the color you want. Use a small paintbrush that you will only use for food, not one that you took out of your kid's paint set. Dip the brush in the mixture and then carefully paint the stripes on your candy cane cookies. You can always add more food coloring to the mixture if the color isn't bright enough. Now, once you're finished with the painting, stick the cookies in the oven for about 20 to 25 minutes. When you take them out, you'll see that the stripes are glossy and oh so pretty. So let's see those holiday treats. Post your pictures of your finished products and tag the Doggy Dish for a chance to be featured on our social media. You can find us at Doggy Dish Radio on Twitter and Instagram, and you can search for the Doggy Dish on Facebook. So go ahead and post them and tag us for a chance to be featured. Well, we are out of time, and we'd like to thank our producers for making this show possible. I always love to hear from my listeners, so please send your comments and questions to Christy@PetLifeRadio.com, and that's Christy with an I. You can also find the Doggy Dish on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Be sure to like us and follow us to keep up with the latest and greatest in healthy cooking for your furry kids. Thank you for listening to The Doggy Dish. Bye-bye for now.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.